Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. That's coming up right after this.
Buggy rolling. Head down by their silo. They out past their cornfields to a little place that I know. Ya Greta gonna drink some cider. Dance until the morning's light. Break all their commandments at Vaughn's. Just like a damn Mennonite. I like wearing black clothes. Reading from der Bible. Talking to my milk cows. And cleaning out the stable. Ja, Greta gonna churn some butter. Grab the stick and yank it up and down. Start slowly, then move it faster. Don't let it spill underground.
Though the person thinks it's vile. It's a barn to be wild. The way you work my churn, I know I'm gonna burn. Born to be wild. Born to be wild.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah, Graber.
You know what's black and white and red all over?
No, Graber. What is black and white and red all over?
Barry mit der sunburn.
That's funny.
Hey, you know what you get when you cross a mule and a Mennonite?
No, Graber. What do you get?
A mule who's going to burn in hell.
Oh, good one, Graber.
Hey, you know how many Mennonites it takes to fertilize a cornfield?
No, Graber. How many?
Well, two if you spread them thin.
You're killing me.
Hey, you know how many Mennonites it takes to make love to Barry's wife?
No, Graber, how many?
Well, last night it took five.
Hey, wait a minute.
Did your horses run, man?
Gallop past the hog feed.
Looking for a pasture
where me and Greta can plant our seed. Yeah, Greta, come and milk my cow. Watch the cream rise up to the top. Fire all of the udders at once. It's good to the last drop.
Though the parson thinks it's vile, it's a barn to be wild. If we do it right, you'll be milking all night.
Born to be wild.
Yeah, Barry. Barry.
Do you know Vi Graber is just like my outhouse?
Watch it, Barry.
No, Barry. Vi is Graber just like your outhouse?
Well, they are both full of...
Barry!
Well, Graber, you said those nasty things about my wife.
Yeah, you're right. I was just kidding.
All right. Well, that's better.
Yeah, it was only four Mennonites.
Well, okay. Then. Hey, now, wait a minute, Graber.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Ready Al, buckle up, Al.
Willie G.
Look, at Al's got the guns out today.
Oh, oh my yeah. goodness,
Jackson
Al.
Joins us with
some clothes on.
Are you lifting weights there, Al?
Gigolo.
I got up late today.
How dare
so
you put
this is what I slept in. over and over and over again.
Look at those biceps. You pumping iron
now? My goodness.
There's nothing to do, Tom. This is like the county jail, but for everyone, even white women.
What do you mean there's not? What is your TV broke? Why are you working out?
I work. Honestly, that's my thing. I put on, first of all, everybody knows. I don't know if you know this. I love to play the lines. I love to put a little wager on a game or two.
Sure.
And, me too, buddy.
That's the way that I keep in shape is I put a wager on a game and then I have my exercise bike set up right in front of my TV and I just sit on the bike and just watch the game.
Well, it looks like you're taking the bike and lifting it because your arms are significantly bigger than they were before.
Al, this isn't a joke. My older brother Sam has recently lost a bunch of weight and I said, how'd you do it? He got an exercise bike. He only watches wrestling. His favorite thing is to watch wrestling. He only watches it while he's on his bike. And I go, how much wrestling are you watching? He goes, about 12 hours a week.
Man.
Yeah, that's about pumping. It.
He's lost like 40 pounds.
Do you know what? For as much as I make jokes on the show and all, bro, I've fluctuated with my weight for most of my life. Soul Cycle, me in a room with a bunch of white women, that changed my life because it, like, first of all, your feet are magnetically attached to the pedal so you can't leave.
Is the title meant to be ironic?
You would have. No, first of all, SoulCycle to me really showed me how men don't understand anything. Huh. We think that like making you manly is you going into a nasty gym in the Y with a bunch of other dudes grunting and farting and doing whatever they do, and that's the way men get in shape, as opposed to going to an exercise class with, I don't know, between 17 and 22 smoking hot women of all different ages. There's music. It's fun. It's engaging. You're going to burn like 500-600 calories. It's a great way, if you're single, I am not, but to meet people. I don't know why I wasn't doing SoulCycle 10 years ago.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Any kind of workout class, whatever. But that's like, if you want to meet women, it's just like everybody's like, you want girls, go join the football team. No, go join the actors class because there's 17 cute girls in there whose lines you got to go over with after the class. Maybe that's a better way to meet women.
I was in show choir, Al.
Yes.
And most of the guys are gay, so you've got that going for you.
That wasn't
really. They are. And honestly, does anybody? Is anybody more comfortable around women? This is not a joke than Josh.
Nope.
He's just a comfortable guy to talk to. And I'm sure it's because of he just was around them a lot. He talked to them. He realized what made them laugh, what they like to talk about, what they're interested in, as opposed to just sitting around in a locker room and be like, let me tell you about these chicks, bro. Here's what they like.
Now, it's funny you'd bring this topic up because we're trying to help out Pat. It's been a while between drinks.
Don't play along, Al.
We've been trying to fix Pat up.
That sounds like his HBO documentary. We're trying to help out Pat.
We were thinking of a reality show following Pat around to see what's going on.
We're going
to
call it Oh Godwin.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh my Godwin.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. But let's get right to it. Al Jackson.
So there's no premise or pitch. You just walk
for whatever reason.
Meeting.
Tom bailed on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think I could tell it wasn't going.
I've been beat up all morning. Let's just move on.
I want to hear it.
We talked about it way early this morning.
He dates a different woman every week and tells an entire tapestry of lies each and every week. It's an amazing show.
Oh my God, Godwin.
It's like the courtship of Eddie's father.
Yeah.
Okay. The courtship of Jimmy's father, starring Pat Godwin. Al Jackson has joined us from Denver. Are you getting a lot of snow out there? I'm sure you're getting the cold, huh?
Brother, let me tell you, first of all, it was negative two this week. And I think I forgot. I'm from Northeast Ohio. Shout out Cleveland. But, you know, I had forgotten what negative two and negative five felt like. And it was freezing. It was really like that cold where it made you reevaluate, like, what steps you had done in your life that led you to this moment where you were negative five.
It's chilly.
And yesterday I got out and shoveled because there's some psycho neighbor near me that's called the God blessed city on me twice, saying I haven't shoveled my sidewalk.
I have a feeling they're not upset about your sidewalk now.
I have a feeling they're upset that there's a sidewalk in their neighborhood.
You hit the sidewalks, all of a sudden the property value goes down.
Exactly.
Oh, you're not going to believe what he's doing now, Margaret. Come here.
So I'm very weird about shoveling my sidewalks. So I was like, okay, well, at least I got ahead of it. And I went inside, and, you know, a couple hours later, I mean, now there's probably 6 inches of snow on the ground. So, I mean, we got a ton of snow out of here.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Okay, you'll see Al on the Daily Blast live. Also, Al is the author of Where is Baby 4, to benefit project for the Firefly Autism Program in Lakewood, Colorado.
Yes.
And it's a great book. You can read it to your kids, and it's very informative. Also, yes. Al is hipper than I am.
By the way, Tom, yes. Thank you for saying that it's a very informative kids book, because that's what kids are looking for.
Why do you say entertaining?
It is.
I mean, it's for very sweet.
This is a hard-hitting book that'll teach these kids. Yeah.
It's the movie Philadelphia of kids books. It's very informative.
I'll read a page from it. And that's when Bobby said, Davey sure is skinny.
Oh, my God. And out of context.
Wow.
That sounds like an episode of The L Word.
Okay.
Al, can you teach us how to? We got to get hip. Well, my dad has to get a little more hip.
All right.
Thank you.
Tom, are you ready to do this,
yes.
Man? How you feeling?
Good.
All right. Well, Tom, we're going to do one word. That's going to be the same in one word that's different after, and it's going to change the meaning. So, Tom, if I tell you to bump it, B-U-M-P-I-T, what am I telling you to do?
Bump it.
To put that aside temporarily, and we'll get back to it?
Tom, look.
No?
Yes.
I think you got it.
I really am disappointed with the rest of the Bob and Tom game, because you guys are starting to get so used to the fact that Tom is nailing these. We have come a long way in 2 years. He has nailed, like, I would say 4 of the last 10 we've done.
All right. Well,
hey, 40%, that's not bad.
That's really good.
See, as a woman, I thought you were talking about those bumpets that you put in your hair to make your hair.
Oh, I remember the infomercial.
Do you remember the bumpet?
You better know what a bumpet is.
Am I the only guy that thought the bumpet kind of looked cute?
It was the Jersey Shore era.
It was
kind of
cute.
It was kind of hair going.
It was this thing you put in your hair and it made a bump.
Make a bump in it.
Women's hair.
It's big in cheerleading.
Competitive cheerleading. Like your hair's teased.
Yeah,
essentially.
Exactly.
Is that one local weather person? Is that how she does that?
I don't know.
I don't know
who you're talking about. But
you know what I'm talking about, Ace.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I know it looked great if you were a prom queen when Jackie Kennedy was the first lady.
Anything to get your eye off her face, I can tell you that.
Lovely girl.
You guys are awful.
She's lovely. She just should not do that to her hair.
I shouldn't have brought up the bumpet. I apologize.
I like the bumpet. I feel it's gone the way of the clip-on tie, and that it's considered tacky. It shouldn't be.
It should be. It's tacky.
It's used a lot in competitive cheerleading. All the girls wear them in their hair. And
I would think like maybe pageants as well, Kristen.
Yes.
Is that like a pageant look?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I say bump it means let's move on. Us. Like right now, this topic, could we bump it?
Yes, we can bump it. Tom, what if I told you to bump that?
to bump that?
Bump it, yes. And bump that.
Bump that. Is this different? Is this like a positive thing? Hey, bump that.
Yes.
That yep. is that is really this topic. Hey, bump that.
Yeah, but it's related to one particular thing.
Is this referencing the famous dance, the bump?
No.
Is it like if you're in a bar and you see a young lady, you go, hey,
so much,
hey,
so much for him getting 40% right.
There's Christy. I'd like to bump that.
Well.
No?
Would you say that? No. I'd like to bump that?
No. No. You would not in that context.
Okay.
Any other, like, hey, bump that.
Oh, does that mean forget that?
The hell with it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, bump that means turn it up. Like, I like that song.
There you go. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, bump that. Bump it up.
Bump it. Bump mm-hmm. it up. Pump. Woofer, no, that's pump it up, isn't it? Yeah.
Pump because up the that jam. Comes from, like, your system bumping, because that was back in the 90s. I don't know if you remember, there was a period where before Bose and like surround sound speaker in your car and all that in the 90s, where if you wanted to have bass in your car,
right,
people would literally take home speakers out of the home, put them in their car. They would kill their battery.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was called bumping. And if you listen to, here's a little bit about how music and culture kind of intertwine. If you listen to like a lot of older songs, especially West Coast rap songs, like Too Short from the early 90s, late 80s, they'll rap for maybe like 2 minutes, 10 seconds, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. But the song is 7 minutes long because the other 5 minutes is just bass, where you would just be driving around your neighborhood with just the bass playing. That was really the thing. The rap was almost inconsequential.
Okay. So bump it. I know I'm lost.
And now that's bump that. You bump like that. A song, you go, hey, bump that.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
So why don't you say turn it up?
You know what? That is what you would do.
Well, you know.
And that's fine.
We could say that for the whole segment.
Exactly.
Why do we have it?
Right,
I mean,
right.
Come on.
Yeah, I thought you were wanting to learn.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't you want to be better?
Getting confused here.
All right. I know. It's scary.
When Al's on, I like to bump it.
Okay.
No,
there you go.
No, I'm sorry. I like to bump that, meaning I like to turn
Has
it
anybody
up.
Yeah. in there, Tom, told Christy that she looks smoking hot today? You have a very sultry, like...
well, thank you.
It's a look that...
It's because she's freezing cold, so she's kind of wrapped up, so she looks like a little package you want to unwrap.
I had a very nice little jacket... A little vest thing on, but I got so cold I had to put my winter coat back on. It's so cold.
Jacket on. Jacket off.
I like that one.
Thank you, Al.
Okay, I'm sorry. Al, let's move on. I need another word here.
All right, Tom, let's keep it going, man. Tom, if I told you that something slaps, what am I telling you it does?
Okay, not the first thing that came to mind, I'm sure.
Not the big Montana, no.
Okay.
Ex-girlfriend.
Slaps. I think it slaps. It's a good thing, right? And that really slaps. Is it referencing a specific type of slapping?
No.
Okay. Oh, that really slaps.
There's only a couple different kinds, and they're all good.
Could you say if something tastes really good that it slaps? I feel like I've heard that.
I've never heard it used in that context, but okay. I would know what you meant, and I don't see why you couldn't. I just don't know if people do.
Is this referencing flesh pounding flesh?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Are you working in a butcher shop?
It means good, though, right? It means like,
yes.
Hey, man, that song you're playing, Al, really slaps.
That's it. That's when you use it in terms of music.
So when a song slaps, you would want to bump that.
Yes. There it is.
Oh, nice, Josh. Wow. Josh learns.
Yes.
If you didn't know, though, it sounds like you're beating somebody.
Yes.
Slapping, bumping, choking. Wait a minute.
We didn't choke anything.
You kind of made a jump to choke.
Okay,
there,
sorry.
Bud.
Okay, well, one more, Al. What do you got? Help me.
Well, Tom, let's stay on the slapping, beating thought pattern that we're on here.
Uh-huh.
What does it mean to beat your face?
We've had this before, Tom.
Yes.
We've had it before.
Is this something about applying makeup?
Yes.
Yes, Tom, you remembered.
There you go. Yeah.
Look how right. Willie just nodded at Tom the way, like, when there's been a movie where, like, the white American is being trained by an Asian, they're just not getting it, and they're losing tournaments, and they cannot, they can't get all the techniques, and then there's a moment where they start to nail everything, and then the older guy just looks and nods, and that's what Willie just did.
Al, I feel like I was finally able to reach these kids, you know what I'm saying? These dang kids.
That's when the music kicks in. It's got big horns.
Yeah, sure. Tom's ready for the tournament.
Big horns. Today's music has big horns. You know that.
It's the part of the movie where they play a song and you think it's a rap song, but oh no, it's the original sample. It's the song the rap song came from. Yeah. That part of the movie.
And everyone's disappointed.
Yes.
Well, coming up, speaking of beating your face.
Yes.
Coming up, we have a warning about a TikTok fad that's out there involving too much hot wax and the dangers of that.
Why do we have too many sheep in our culture?
What?
Sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah, one person does it, and then everybody else has to.
Oh, I see. Oh, well, that's...
Come on.
Tom, what else did you think she was referencing?
Yeah, what the...
Because
world
records? I thought she was...
Al gets me.
No, we did a sheep story half an hour ago, and I thought you were talking about that.
We did?
Yeah.
Sheep at auction.
Don't you remember the world's most expensive sheep?
Yeah. There's no reason you should remember.
Sheep. I thought it was a sheep dog.
No.
We had both first.
We had both. Sheep dog and the sheep.
Didn't you read it?
No, Chick did.
No, sorry.
That was me. I'm the big gray-bearded guy. Hey. Christie's
Hey, guys, Al is still
girl.
Here.
Hey, above that.
Yeah. You see the difference.
This is like watching a family fight that they have a guest at the house.
Yeah.
And they're just like acting how they normally would. Well, you let the kids watch TV all day.
You got no idea.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.